This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong reporting from Chicago with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
It's one of the great traditions of our rural families. I'm seeing it played out every day now in the social media. The county fair involvement of our families. Young people are learning experiences that will carry through their lifetimes as they show their animals and exhibit otherwise at our county fairs. There are many things we learn in the days of our youth that we do carry through all of our lives, like how to care for the equipment. Our fathers and mothers taught us that many years ago, and many of us have learned that we need to make sure that the equipment of the farm is kept running. And Mystic Lubricants wants you to know that they are there to help producers with their legendary JT6 Mystic Grease, specially formulated to perform in even the harshest environments, to keep your machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to their website, mysticlubes.com. Yes, it's mysticlubes.com.
In Detroit, they are reacting today to the death of auto and farm equipment industry executive Sergio Marchionne. The man credited with saving Fiat and Chrysler has died at the age of 66. Marchionne was described as a tireless worker, always very blunt. He always wore blue jeans and black sweaters. He was a chain smoker. Many said he really didn't fit the mold of a car maker's chief executive officer. In addition to his leadership of Fiat and Chrysler, Marchionne also oversaw CNH Industrial, the parent company of Case IH and New Holland Farm Equipment Companies. In Missouri, there are no fewer than 11 Republican candidates in the primary next month, vying for the right to take on incumbent U.S. Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill. One of those Republicans, to help fund his campaign, is giving away what is called the Ghost Gunner 2, a machine capable of milling parts for firearms. It would allow a person to make do-it-yourself guns, or so-called ghost guns, guns that are untraceable by government authorities due to their lack of serial numbers. In his fundraising appeal, candidate Austin Peterson says the technology has the potential to send gun control into the ash heap of history. From This Week in Agribusiness, we continue to see reaction coming in to President Trump's ag tariff assistance package for farmers announced yesterday. The Edge Dairy Cooperative, based in Green Bay, Wisconsin, says whatever short-term relief farmers might feel, the aid does nothing to repair damage the trade war is doing to long-standing relationships with our global trading partners. Edge has milk producer members in 9 Midwest states. The wrestling match over singer Glenn Campbell's estate is heating up in Nashville, where a judge has ruled that the 3 children of the late singer have a right to contest the validity of 2 wills that cut them off from any inheritance. Travis, Kelly, and Wesley Campbell were left out of both of Glenn Campbell's wills, written in 2001 and 2006. They are questioning his capacity to agree to those wills. Back in those days, he was buried back home in Delight, Arkansas, last August after he died. That's today's Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.